Wall Street gets a blank check, but Main Street can't borrow a dime. Public employees get a free pass, while the private sector picks up their tab. Who's fighting for business, and how do we turn things around? Welcome back to the second hour of Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing, only on News Radio 750 KXL.
And welcome back for the second hour of Business Briefing at 7 minutes after 5 o'clock here on a Sunday afternoon on the final weekend before Christmas. Hope you got your shopping done. If you didn't, only 5 days left. Get out there and get it done. I'm Brian Bushlack. Welcome back to the show. And our second hour is loaded. Just moments away, Jesse Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine will talk about the Pacific Northwest food and beverage agribusiness sector, something that I think in many respects is neglected, but it won't be today on our show. And then coming up at 5:35, Patrick Palmer from Alpine Mortgage Planning talks about rising rates, what you need to know, and where the market's headed here in the next couple weeks. And we'll put a wrap on the show with Michael Skog from the Spinach Kettlebell Gym in the Pearl District. But right now, Jess Lyon's back with us. He appeared on our wine show, Northwest Vine Time, a few weeks ago. Jess is the coordinating chair of the Food and Beverage Committee at Davis Wright Tremaine. And Jess, first off, thanks for joining us. And want to say great job at that event with Moss Adams a couple of weeks ago, focused on the wine industry. This sector of our economy really is what put Oregon on the map way back in the old days. And as Oregon has shifted to a Silicon Forest and so many other industries, Nike and the footwear industry, I kind of feel like this has been a little bit forgotten in some sectors, but obviously not for you with the committee that you chair at Davis Wright Tremaine.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brian, for having me today.
You bet.
Yeah, it's interesting in many ways. I think the food and beverage and agribusiness economy in Oregon is getting back to how it started in many respects. I think if you look historically, the Willamette Valley once upon a time was the fruit and vegetable basket that provided a lot of nourishment for the cities in the Northwest that were growing rapidly, you know, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. And those deep valley soils made good homes for many families. And that pioneer spirit, you know, sort of, I think, became entrenched in Oregonians, whether it's in food and ag still today or in, you know, the physical and personality of a lot of our businesses that we still see in other sectors.
You know, when I think of the Oregon family farm, I think of our friends Bob and Pam Zielinski at Scenic Valley Farms, just down the road from here in the valley. They've got, I think, growing 12 crops right now. It's a soon to be a fourth generation family farm. And every time I visit with them, it takes me back to, you know, growing up in Central Oregon. I know you grew up in Eastern Washington. And I think for many people in the Portland market that didn't grow up in the country or haven't experienced that, they don't realize how important that sector of our economy is to the state of Oregon.
Yeah, it's hugely important. I think in Oregon, we hear a lot about it as a land base, which can't be really overestimated as in terms of agriculture's importance in preserving and providing stewardship for incredible natural resources. I have a couple clients in Eastern Oregon that literally they measure their ranches in miles, 40,000 mm-hmm. acres, 70,000 acre ranches, and they're responsible for a big chunk of the earth if you think about it that way. But besides just the geographic component, absolutely these are big businesses on a financial scale as well. I think to the outside observer, they see the boots and the pickup trucks and might perceive agribusiness as somehow a less sophisticated industry. And while it's certainly full of good down-home folk, it's a high revenue, in many cases, high-stakes business that certainly professionals are taking heed of. It's been an important part of my career ever since I started as a lawyer and in my life prior to law. And financial sector takes heed. There's a lot of real specialists who recognize the unique needs and challenges of, you know, what is inherently a capital-intensive, asset-rich, sometimes cash-flow-tight, but high-risk, high-reward business.
Jesse Lyon joining us in studio here on Business Briefing. He is the coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine. You can reach him via email, Jesse Lyon, L-Y-O-N, at DWT.com. His direct line is 503-778-5628. I think you made a good point there, too, Jess, that I think, again, the perception is not what it really is on the family farm anymore. It's come a long way. A lot of technology out there on the farm, and from a business standpoint, I would venture to say that our farmers and ranchers across the state might even be better businessmen and better businesswomen than some of the folks in the big cities. I'm out there, you're out there, and you know they make one mistake, and it's going to cost them a year's worth of crop, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and I've certainly been involved in some transactions where I've seen gentlemen and women who are, you know, ostensibly just farmers from out in the boondocks negotiate circles around big city businessmen and big city lawyers, for sure. So it's fun to be a part of that. And increasingly, too, those agricultural producers are generating tighter relationships with the businesses that purchase and market and process their products. So there's a lot more integration, even if it's not full vertical integration per se in an ownership standpoint. There's a lot more attention paid to those sourcing relationships. Some of that's driven by food safety and general quality concerns, but a lot of it is driven by, you know, efficiency and the real specific needs that processors and consumers want to see in the products.
Let's talk about the biggest issues now that are facing this sector of our economy. When you talk to our farmers out there, what is the primary concern that they have moving forward?
Certainly, on the farm production side, there's always concerns about key natural resource issues, water, environmental practices, land use, both preserving a farming base and a farming practice that is not only sustainable for the earth, but economically sustainable for them for a long time. And that can be a tricky balance sometimes. Politically, there's an increasing move to consolidate food safety regulation, which in a lot of ways, I think, could lead to a more efficient governmental system for that. But farmers are concerned about what happens when food safety regulation and sourcing and tracing objectives are managed not just by USDA, which has a history of understanding agriculture, but to FDA, which is, you know, more accustomed historically as an agency to, you know, lots of stainless steel and lab coats that you just don't find on farms.
Not really in touch with what the farmers are doing.
Certainly and less in touch, and a lot of education to be done together between the industries and their trade associations and the regulators.
And two, I want to get a picture too. If you're just tuning in, Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine joining us to talk about food and beverage and agribusiness sector in the state of Oregon. A picture of the family farm. It's not, mom and pop and the old tractor. I mean, these are big-time businesses. And again, for the folks who have not been out to a farm lately, I think you'd be amazed at the technology and what's going on.
Yeah, the technology and, the size of the businesses are really, really most family farms are family corporate businesses.
Yeah.
Still small businesses in the grand scheme of things in many cases, but significant investments not only in land, but as you say, in technology, GPS-driven tractors and combines and other harvesting equipment, not only about making the farmer's life easier, but actually about making the production systems more efficient into how and where and at what degree inputs are applied and where that's needed. It's very robust on the agriculture practice side and on the financial piece.
Even with all the technology, though, Jess, it's still a real tough job out there. And you look at what happened this year with the weather and all the rain we got, and you got to give our farmers a lot of credit. They pulled out some great yields.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you know, they're still at the mercy of Mother Nature, and that's really the risk in this enterprise, and the mercy in commodity markets, certainly, of what Mother Nature is doing around the world as well.
Well, it's a great industry, and when we come back, we'll talk much more about the evolution of this industry and where it's going from here. Where are the opportunities for our Oregon agribusiness sector folks out there? More of our conversation with Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine when we continue on Business Briefing.